Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1158, 1158. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachos of Shinoi Makom. Okay, and in the shir, the writing is shir number 310. Okay, so I just want to go through. We finished off at the end of yesterday's shir, two shir ago also. We were talking about the fact that, there is a Igris Moshe that says that if somebody does an act of Shinoi Makom going out, it's a real Shinoi Makom, they'll go out and so on. And it's not a question of holchei drachim, they're drinking a coffee or eating something. So as long as they continue taking a bite, or as long as they continue taking a sip, teichadei dibur, which is between 1 and 1.5 seconds, roughly, without making an interruption more than that, so they could just continue on. So I just wanted to go through, we said it wasn't a good thing to do, just I wanted to go through today's share the reasons why, if somebody actually does it and they could do it, okay, so there's what to rely on, but the things that one should be careful with when this type of a action is done. So one has to be careful for a few reasons. So first, number one, not everybody holds like this. We spoke about not everybody holds like that. There's a Chayyadim actually who says even if you're holding the item in your hand, it's not going to help at all. Okay, Rav Moshe is talking about whereby you're eating or you're drinking, without stopping, without pausing in between. But there are others who do argue. So that's number one. But the more important part is the number two is that if one goes the amount of time more, it's hard to keep cheshbon exactly, right? Well, I went 1 second, 1.5, was it 2 seconds? Maybe, I turned my head to see something for a minute, it passed 5 seconds. So if you're going to go, if you slip up and even between one of the bites and one of the sips, you go more than the teichadei dibur time, now you got a question of Shina Mokum. Now you have to make a new bracha, right? It's only whereby you don't stop at all. And it's a very hard thing to do. It's best. So what is the best way to go about it? Like, right? I want to take my coffee outside. I want to take, have a banana. I'm in a rush. I got to take it outside. So what exactly should I do? So just to go through a few quick, various, eight to tovers, if you want to call it, in reference to going about this situation. Whereby it would be easier than keeping cheshbon if, one is, didn't take a break of toich kadei dibur of the, amount of time, which is actually the amount of time it takes a person to say shalom aleichem Rebbe. So you have to be careful. That's a very short period of time. Now, so the best way to go about this situation, if they know, one knows that they're going to have to leave, right? They're going to start, and they're going to have to start eat, but they'll have to start eating before. They're going to eat in the house or whatever, take a drink in the house, make the baruch in the house, whatever the case in the situation is, or in their office, whatever the case is. So, and they know that's going to be the case. So plain and simple, there's a concept known as holchei drachim. And it doesn't even mean that one has to make the bracha outside. You could actually make it in your house. You could actually make it in your office. But it should be done right before one is going to leave. Or in conjunction, and Rav Moshe says this also, or in conjunction with you getting ready to leave, right? A person's putting, they put on their jacket and they're ready to leave. Or a Rabbadna brings down a case, a person's waiting for a car service. Any minute the car service is going to come. In the meantime, they want to make a bracha and start drinking their coffee. In the meantime, they want to make a bracha, start eating their banana or whatever the case might be. And they know as soon as the car service is here, they got to run out, right? The Uber's coming, they got to run out right away. So, but in the meantime, you want to make your bracha and start eating. It could be any second, and it's just ready to go. So the person puts on their jacket, and they sit, they make the bracha, whatever case is. Basically, the bottom line is, either it's right before one leaves, or they're basically showing that they're about to leave any minute, and therefore they make the bracha with the intention of going out, whether it's the coffee, the banana, the apple, whatever the case might be, or they're going to the car. But that is the best way to go about this whole situation. And in fact, if one has it in mind when they make the bracha, right, and they have in mind, holchei drachim, I'm going to continue as I travel in the car, as I'm walking, whatever the case might be, and they do it the right way. So then they do it right before they leave. They don't even have to do it outside, like we said. So then when they do go out or they're transferring, domains, as they call it, right, from the house to outside, they don't have to worry about the amount of time in between bites or in between sips, because it doesn't matter. Even if you took 2-3 minutes, even 5 minutes between sips, it doesn't matter, because of the fact that you had the original kavana on the shahakol that it should be holchei drachim. So the fact that you took more than teichadei dibur, right, between bites, between sips, it really would not make a difference. And as long as the person had a mind to continue going as they walk, as they drive, as they travel, it would be okay. As we could also understand, like we said, since it's a hard thing to do, so another just a couple of more eights of tigers. Therefore, one should what they could do is if one bedafka wants to eat in the house, right, and they don't have to leave, they should just try and finish up quickly and make the bracha right in the house. Or another option is they could just make the bracha achrayna in the house, right? If they know they started eating the kviyas in the house or drinking the kviyas in the house, and it wasn't holchei drachim, and they changed their mind or something like that. So then you can't do that act that we said of holchei drachim, of having a mind before you leave. So then just, as long as the person ate or drank the right amount, make a bracha, make a burn of fashes before you leave. And then when you get outside, make another bracha because of the fact you're getting yourself out of a suffix brachas over here, because of the fact that you don't know if you'll be able to do it, right? Or whatever the case might be. You know you're going to have to go out, and it's going to be a question of Shinai Mokim. So then again, as long as you drank or ate the right amount, make the burn of fashas in the house. Then when you go out, if it's possible to take a small break in between, like this being Mesiach Das a little, if it's possible, and then make another bracha and start fresh again when you are outside. Like this, you get out the whole situation, because to keep cheshbon exactly how long in between bites, very complicated thing to do. So that is another thing, way to go about it. And then, of course, when you start outside, you make a new bracha, whether it's in the car or whatever the case might be. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha. Kol tov.